Now we're going to cross to Tanya Cohen, who's the CEO of BUSA, looking at the Job Summit and how South Africa plans to tackle unemployment. Good evening, Tanya.
Evening.
Tanya, there is a widely Einstein is widely accredited with the old adage about what is the definition of insanity, and that's doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Why should we be optimistic that anything different is really going to emerge from this job summit?
So I think that there's a number of differentiators from previous similar processes. The one is that previously the job summits have been the launch of something where all the aspirations are set out and then the work has to then start. Whereas this job summit, we've actually done quite a significant amount of work and we've got an action plan in place that we are ready to implement. So it is the culmination of work rather than the start of an intention. So that's different. I think the other thing that's different is it has been very much the outcome of a collaborative process where each of the constituents within NEDLAC have actually engaged with the proposals and have put their weight behind it, which is very different from previous processes. And then the other thing I think we can't ignore is that it is part of a series of interventions that government is making that are moving in a similar direction, which is positive for the economy, but which is also going to have the potential to create jobs. So if we look at, for example, the economic stimulus package that was announced recently, the Job Summit, and as we move towards the investment conference, there's a lot of common themes that are being addressed through these processes. And we do think that certainly from a business perspective, there's a lot more comfort that some of the policy areas are being unblocked and some of the processes are going to become more efficient.
Yes, I mean, I've certainly got the impression that an awful lot of this is due to a lack of execution. The will is there, but it's been progressively more and more difficult to actually get the execution coming through. Cyril Ramaphosa, I saw earlier, saying 260,000 jobs per year could be created as a result of the summit. How realistic do you think that is?
So that is a realistic figure, and it's quite a conservative figure because if one adds in multipliers and that each direct job potentially can create 2 to 3 indirect jobs, then potentially that can be a lot higher. Obviously, that means that we've got to execute what we've said we're going to execute. But I think a lot of the proposals that we're seeing have the ability to actually contribute to jobs in quite an exponential way, not just adding the same number each year. So it does create a bit of momentum. It is a bit of a catalyst. Is it the solution to our job challenge? Absolutely not. It's not enough by any means. And I think there's a very serious recognition by all the social partners that we've got to have some of those deeper conversations about the direction that the economy is going in, about the structure of the economy, and how we prepare for the fourth industrial revolution, for example. And that there's a lot of hard work that still needs to be done.
You know, a couple of days ago, I was at the ABSA conference, the consumer conference, and Professor Haroon Bharat of UCT was there, and I found it incredibly refreshing to listen to his views on job creation. I don't know if you're familiar with his views, but basically looking at manufacturing, but not necessarily just being hidebound by what we already manufacture, rather looking at the ability to actively promote manufacturing in like industries. So in other words, this is not rocket science, but taking what kind of capacity and what capability you've already got and improving upon that. Wouldn't something like that go a long way towards getting rid of the kind of low-growth trap that we currently find ourselves in?
Well, absolutely. And I think the other work that Professor Haroon Bharat has done, which is really interesting, is looking at the contribution of the private employment agency sector, or what's commonly known as labour brokers, because some of the flexibility elements in terms of how workforces are mobilized is exactly what the economy needs in terms of adapting to trade fluctuations, to seasonal fluctuations, to daily, hourly fluctuations within business. So there's, I think, a lot of work that's certainly being done by Professor Bharat, but a lot of other professionals in the field that demonstrate what is possible. And I think some of those proposals have found their way into the Job Summit Agreement. So we're seeing a lot of innovative projects which also have multiplier effects. So they don't just create jobs, but they also solve a social problem or an enterprise. They generate an enterprise at the same time. So there's one lovely project around early childhood development centers where it's actually young women that will develop these small enterprises in township areas. And then in addition to that, there'll be funding redirected from government grants that they will actually start those early childhood development centres. And you have then the benefits of children actually being cared for before they go to school. So those type of projects have really been quite inspiring, I must say.
It's often said that South Africa has got the highest persistent rate of unemployment in the world. First of all, is that accurate? And the reason I'm asking is that because Spain, for example, has managed to go from around 25% unemployment to near 15% in just a matter of a few years. What is it that makes South Africa get into this kind of persistent part and it doesn't seem to be able to get out of that?
So that goes and speaks to the issue of the structure of the economy. It simply is too concentrated to be able to absorb people. But I think it speaks to an apartheid legacy that we have. We have not managed to bring the large portion of our population into quality education and into quality skills development that makes people ready to be able to participate in the world of work. So that is a key factor in terms of contributing to our unemployment rate. And then I think the sluggish economy of the past few years has really not been helpful at all, is that you certainly can't create jobs when your economy is stagnant.
Yes. Again, I saw a graph a couple of days ago showing how South Africa has decoupled from many parts of the rest of the world in terms of economic growth. So I take your point that it has to be a very much a kind of structural attack on jobs and unemployment rather than just trying to tinker with it at the periphery. But many thanks for your valued input there. Some fascinating insights. That was Tanya Cohen, for the CEO of BUSA.